The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion. He said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. While the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. So two little stories today. Story of Jairus, the synagogue official, and the story of the woman afflicted with hemorrhages. Two little miracles. One subject for you to pray about. Namely, how bold is your faith? How confident is your faith? You know, God wants you to have confidence in Him. So we have these two little stories to try to help stir up that idea in our minds. The story of Jairus, the synagogue official. Now, he's not mentioned here in this gospel. We know his name and his job from the same story that appears in other gospels, Gospel of Luke, Gospel of Mark. And he says, "Please come to my house that my daughter may live." Now, it shouldn't pass unnoticed that synagogue officials were among Jesus' most determined opponents. And Jairus places his reputation and even his career at risk, being seen publicly with Jesus. Then, just as now, don't get too close to Jesus in public, right? Might cost you your next promotion. It's not very socially accepted. But Jesus is impressed with his confidence and rewards his faith. Now, sandwiched between the beginning and the end of the Jairus story is the story of this woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years, and she's sneaky because she sneaks up behind Jesus and she thinks to herself, "I can just touch the tassel on his cloak, I'll be cured." Question for you here today. Why doesn't she just tap him on the shoulder? Why doesn't she just ask him face to face like everybody else does? And the answer has to do with ritual impurity. Because in Jesus' time, if you had any blood flow, ulcerating sore, any kind of persistent wound that would not heal, you were considered to be ritually impure. And that meant you couldn't take part in temple services or sacrifices, not until you were healed and went through a purifying ceremony first. And not only were you ritually impure, but anybody you touched was ritually impure. So the woman thinks to herself, "Yeah, let me just sneak up here and I'll touch his little tassel and he'll never know the difference, right?" Well, when the woman touches Jesus' tassel, does Jesus become ritually impure? Of course not. The very author of all purity purifies her the moment that she touches him. But he's impressed with the boldness of her faith, and he rewards her faith. So it's something you want to pray about. How bold is your faith? How confident is your faith? God wants you to be confident when you pray to him and to know who he is. The great English poet Alexander Pope, he once said that there ought to be a ninth beatitude. "Blessed are they with low expectations, for they shall never be disappointed." Now, most of us live our lives with very low expectations of God. In fact, We have more confidence in a bottle of Tylenol. Because, you know, when you take a Tylenol, you expect something to change. We don't pay God even that much honor. A lot of people, I've come to discover, live their lives assuming that God is stingy. Does that describe you? Let's take a closer look. Is God stingy? Or rather, is it your confidence in God that's stingy? Do you believe that every prayer is answered? Every last one? Might not be in a way you understand, might not be in a way you can see, might not be like a genie in a lamp granting a wish. Do you believe that every good work bears good fruit, no matter how small, and ripple effects from that good fruit all through your life, all through the lives of those you know and those you love? Smallest good work could be as simple as emptying the dishwasher without being asked. Is God stingy? Or rather, is it your effort that's stingy? Are you aware that God deliberately limits himself because he wants us to cooperate with him such that there are blessings that God will not give for the simple fact that no one has ever asked for them yet. And there are good things that God wants to accomplish for the simple fact that no one has ever agreed to cooperate with him in accomplishing them. My favorite example of this is the story of the Annunciation. Angel Gabriel appears to Mary, and we all assume she's just going to say yes. And we forget that she had free will. And we don't know what might have happened if she'd said no, but, you know, I can tell you this much. God would not have created another Immaculate Conception and tried for best 2 out of 3. But that he limits himself to cooperate with us. Is God stingy? Or is it rather your faith stingy? You know, the word providence comes from 2 Latin words, pro and videre, literally to see in advance. Do you believe in God and divine providence? Do you believe that God sees all in advance? Don't have enough faith to believe that that same God also orders all things for the good of those who love him. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. In every last detail of your life, perfectly ordered. Not necessarily to giving you the easiest life here on earth, but for getting you ready for heaven. Here in the psalm, we said it over and over and over again. In you, O God, I place my trust. Let's pray for a faith that's confident and bold, because no one who's ever trusted in God has been disappointed.